William Wilberforce, 1759 to 1833. William Wilberforce, an evangelical Christian in 18th century England, dedicated his life to abolishing slavery. In 1780, Wilberforce was elected to Parliament. After an experience of spiritual rebirth, Wilberforce began to see his life's purpose, to use his political power in the service of God. He believed that there was no evil greater than the institution of slavery. "Let the consequences be that they would," he wrote. "I from this time determined that I would never rest until I had effected its abolition." In 1798, he began his campaign, speaking, circulating flyers and petitions, and introducing bills in Parliament. In 1806, Wilberforce managed to get a bill in Parliament passed that prohibited slavery in all British colonies. By the time Wilberforce died in 1833, Parliament had finally passed a bill that would free all slaves throughout the British Empire. "O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Give us holy boldness, Lord, to struggle for justice until we die." Psalm 144, verses 9 to 12. "O God, I will sing to you a new song. I will play to you on a 10-stringed lyre. You give victory to kings and have rescued David, your servant. Rescue me from the hurtful sword and deliver me from the hand of foreign peoples, whose mouths speak deceitfully and whose right hand is raised in falsehood. Give us holy boldness, Lord, to struggle for justice until we die." A reading from Acts chapter 28, verses 1 to 16. "Now when they had escaped, then they found out that the island was called Malta, and the natives showed us unusual kindness, for they kindled a fire and made us all welcome, because of the rain that was falling and because of the cold. But when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, a viper came out because of the heat and fastened on his hand. So when the natives saw the creature hanging from his hand, they said to one another, 'No doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he has escaped at sea, yet justice does not allow to live.' But he shook off the creature into the fire and suffered no harm. However, they were expecting that he would swell up or suddenly fall down dead. But after they had looked for a long time and saw no harm came to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. In that region, there was an estate of a leading citizen of the island, whose name was Publius, who received us and entertained us courteously for 3 days. And as it happened that the father of Publius lay sick with a fever and dysentery, Paul went into him and prayed, and he laid his hands on him and healed him. And so when this was done, the rest of those on the island who had diseases also came and were healed. They also honored us in many ways, and when we departed, they provided such things as were necessary. After 3 months, we sailed in an Alexandrian ship, whose figurehead was the twin brothers, which had wintered at the island. And landing at Syracuse, we stayed 3 days. And from there, we circled around and reached Rhegium. And after 1 day, the south wind blew, and the next day we came to Puteoli, where we found brethren and were invited to stay with them for 7 days. And so we went towards Rome. And from there, when the brethren heard about us, they came to meet us as far as Appii Forum and 3 inns. When Paul saw them, he thanked God and took courage. Now when we came to Rome, the centurion delivered the prisoners to the captain of the guard, but Paul was permitted to dwell by himself with the soldier who guarded him." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Give us holy boldness, Lord, to struggle for justice until we die. A few words from William Wilberforce. Never will we desist till we have wiped away the scandal that is slavery from the load of guilt under which we at present labour, And until we have extinguished every trace of this bloody traffic, which our posterity will scarcely believe had been suffered to exist so long, a disgrace and dishonor to our country. Let us pray. As we enter prayer now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. God of rescue and restoration, thank you for your great and beautiful mission in the world. Here we are, Lord. Fill us with your Spirit and send us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We rejoice in God's provision and goodness today, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 84. A single day in your courts is better than 1,000 anywhere else. I would rather be a gatekeeper in the house of my God than live the good life in the homes of the wicked. For the Lord God is our sun and our shield. He gives us grace and glory. The Lord will withhold no good thing from those who do what is right. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we ask you to help us discern which voices help us live for you and which ones don't. Help us not be swayed so much by popular opinion, particularly in the news or on social media. And we think for a moment about those who influence public opinion, politicians, celebrities, YouTubers, and other media personalities. Father, we pray that you will influence these influencers. May they come to know you and use their voice to make you known to others. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we surrender to your timing. We yield to your direction in the situations that we are facing. When it's right to stay, give me strength to persevere. When it's right to go, give me courage. Lord, we trust you in our staying and in our going. Lord, thank you that no matter what, we can approach you with confidence and that we can receive mercy and grace in times of need, as we read in Hebrews 4:16. Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Stir our hearts, that we might have the holy boldness to struggle for justice until we die. Give us visions larger than those we create for ourselves, and root us in humility, Lord, that we might climb towards your heights through service. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.